Track 14. Emily Jupp's remarkable story is part of a film showing how people from all backgrounds make up the mix of modern Norfolk. Award-winning shoe designer Emily Jupp has made fun footwear for the stars, including Kylie Minogue and Sunita. She is also a trained opera singer and actress, motivational speaker, and champion of women of colour in business. Yet her life began as an 18-month-old toddler abandoned on a bus in Jamaica. Emily, who runs Millie J Shoes in Norwich, is among the lives of migrants featured in a new short series of films called We Are One, which are part of Sheringham Little Theatre's Rewriting Rural Racism project. She hopes that appearing and singing in the film will help show how people from all kinds of backgrounds and races make up the fascinating fabric of modern-day Norfolk. I consider myself a Norfolk girl because my adoptive family had homes and holiday homes here, which I have visited since a child, said Emily, who's 39. But Norfolk can be insular because we're on the edge of the country and not as diverse as other communities. I have experienced surprised looks when walking down a local street as a child holding my white mum's hand, and I have had people say, "You're very posh for a black lady." But we have a fabulous mix of all kinds of people and skills in the county these days, including superb artists, scientists and writers from all kinds of backgrounds, helped by the UEA, the hospital and science parks. Abandoned tot Emily was found by a policeman and taken to an orphanage, where she was adopted by a white English couple. Her childhood was split between Jamaica and Bangladesh, as well as a boarding school and family holidays in England. She won 2 degrees in musical theatre and acting in London before embarking on a performing career ranging from singing opera to community theatre. My favourite role was one written for me for a play in Suffolk called The Ebony Box about slavery, in which she played 7 different roles, she added. But family tragedy in 2011, when her adoptive brother Dan took his own life, aged 31, prompted a career change to shoe design. I'd always loved shoes, from rummaging about in my granny's closets for them as a small child, and began designing them, not to wear but as sculpted art pieces. I put them online and people loved them, including celebrities such as Jodie Marsh, who asked me to make a pair for her to wear on ITV's This Morning, and it went from there. Her business grew from online only to a shop, initially in St Benedict's and now in Tombland in Norwich. Emily appeared on TV talent show The Voice in 2012 and was asked to make some shoes for Judge Kylie Minogue. She has a song called Chocolate, so I made some chocolate-looking stiletto boots with the show logo, sweets and a microphone on them. Emily hopes the We Are One films will show how people can succeed against the odds. The We Are One films will be screened on June the 19th at St George's Theatre, Great Yarmouth.